just a couple of weeks to go. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News, and polls are tightening ahead of Election Day. Senate Republican Mike Lee believes the midterms will be a referendum on President Biden's policies.
Right now, we've got a Democratic Congress that rubber stamps everything Joe Biden does, and he wants more spending that results in inflation.
The Utah lawmaker is facing a challenge from independent Evan McMullen. McMullen says Senator Lee pushed to overturn the 2020 election, but Lee told Fox News Sunday there's not a scintilla of truth to that. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot is hoping to hear from former President Trump next month. He's been subpoenaed to testify. We're also waiting to hear if he plans to run for president again in 2024.
If Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, the party will shatter, and there will be a conservative party that rises in its place.
House Republican and January 6th committee co-chair Liz Cheney on NBC's Meet the Press. Mr. Trump hasn't said if he'll comply with the subpoena, but he railed against the hearings at a rally last night.
January 6th was caused because of a crooked, stolen election, and they don't even talk about it during the January 6th committee hearings.
That rally in Texas. The former president's company is heading to trial this week. Jury selection begins tomorrow in New York. If the Trump Organization is convicted of tax fraud, the company could be fined more than $1 million. Investigators in Dallas don't know why a man barged into a hospital yesterday and shot and killed two nurses who worked in the maternity ward. The suspect was on parole and was wearing an active ankle monitor. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There was a deadly shooting after a high school football game in California. Police in Sacramento say a man died Friday night after a disturbance broke out in the parking lot of Grant Union High School. Police believe those involved were not students. Tragedy in Tennessee before a high school football game. A skydiver suffered fatal injuries.
The skydiver had attempted to land on the field during pregame activities at the Musket Bowl game between Daniel Boone and David Crockett High Schools in Jonesboro, Tennessee, but suffered a malfunction prior to landing. The parachutist was taken to the hospital and ultimately succumbed to his injuries. A moment of silence was held at the football stadium shortly after the parachutist went to the hospital, but officials ultimately decided not to postpone the game. The Musket Bowl eventually kicked off around 7:45, about 45 minutes after the originally scheduled time. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The last fiscal year was a record breaker at the southern border.
In the fiscal year of 2022, which ended just last month, there were more than 2.3 million migrant encounters with border agents. That's up 37% from the year before, according to Customs and Border Protection data. The increased crossings were driven in part by a spike in Venezuelans, Cubans, and Nicaraguans making the trek north.
Fox's Christina Coleman. President Biden has started turning away migrants from Venezuela. As a result, the city of El Paso, Texas, has agreed to stop busing migrants to cities like New York and Washington, D.C. It looks and feels like winter in the Mountain West.
There is snow falling, and it is going to be at times fairly heavy snow. We have winter weather alerts stretching from Colorado all the way up to Montana, some areas getting as much as a foot of total snowfall.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, areas south of that will get heavy rain. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.